This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. A weekend purge for the ages for the Trump administration. The president fired 17 inspectors general from multiple government agencies. It removes oversight of his new administration. Correspondent Scott McFarland's in Washington.
Among those dismissed as a federal inspector general by the Trump administration, according to a memo obtained by CBS News, the U.S. Small Business Administration inspector general. These dismissals happen despite requirements under the law that 30 days warning be given and that Congress be notified in advance. Members of Congress from both parties say they were not notified. Legal challenges are imminent.
Southern California, already reeling from wildfires, is now on alert for possible flooding and mudslides from heavy rains. CBS Los Angeles' Gio Encinares from Malibu.
People earlier this week getting those tarps and sandbags ready. Ultimately, the reminder from both local officials and experts is to not panic, stay calm, think, plan ahead, and be sure to stay away from those burn areas until at least the weather and everything passes and calms down.
Thousands of displaced Palestinians have been stopped from returning to their homes in the north of Gaza. Reporter Linda Gradstein is in Jerusalem.
Under the terms of the deal with Hamas, Israel was set to withdraw from the Nitzarim corridor Sunday, which divides Gaza in half, and allow Palestinians to start returning to northern Gaza. But Israel says Hamas violated the terms of the deal and will not allow Palestinians to travel back until Hamas arranges the release of Arbel Yehud, a female civilian hostage who is allegedly being held by Islamic Jihad.
Seven Israeli hostages have been released so far. Pete Hegseth has been sworn in as the new Secretary of Defense, as has Kristi Noem for head of Homeland Security. They'll have important roles in the Trump administration, as CBS's Christian Benavides tells us.
Hegseth and Noem are likely to work closely together on Trump's mass deportation efforts, which have gotten underway this week.
Philadelphia Eagles fans are pumped for the NFC Championship game against the Washington Commanders today. CBS News Philadelphia, Ryan Hughes.
I think it's perfect for the city, for the fans, for the kids. I think it's something for everyone can enjoy.
Kristen Barnett flew up from Charlotte, North Carolina. She scored tickets and will be inside the Link Sunday for her first playoff game.
It's going to be an epic experience just to be in the city, in the stadium, to watch the Birds win, like, beyond.
The Kansas City Chiefs play the Buffalo Bills for the AFC title. Whoever wins either game will head to the Super Bowl. That is on Sunday, February 9th, and it takes place in New Orleans. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
together. We can do alone. We can do together. Can't do it alone. Maybe we can do it together. You always have something better to do when there's better.
This is the after hours of Max Inc. Radio. Two in a row from the MJs. They're live at Cargo Coffee on 2-1. And yeah, January is almost over. Thank goodness. We barely made it out alive, especially after that cold spell last week. But we soldier on as we do here in Wisconsin, and we do it with all types of local music things. The wishes of warmth come right straight from the pizza oven in this half hour with our sponsor, Salvatore's Tomato Pies, Sun Prairie, Monona, Livingston Street in Madison. There's pizza and then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie right now at salvatorestomatopies.com. Natty Nation brings the warm tunes from your speakers right to your ears like earmuffs. And they do it with the birthday bash for Bob Marley on 2-6 at the High Noon. Mark your calendars because next week, Jimmy K is going to have Natty Nation right here in the studios. Youth brings roots now in the after hours of Max Inc. Radio.
Time of day, youth bringing roots. What the people say, they want the roots. Yeah, sometimes in situations I got to say, I wonder why the people like the way they do. When it comes to music, all I know is the truth. Yeah, youth bring roots, man. Say, youth bring roots.
You are listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. Natty Nation and then Dub Foundation. They make things warmer just with their sounds. Can you feel it coming out of your radio? I mean, come on, this weekend it's like 30 degrees warmer than it was last week. Could it be Max Inc. Radio After Hours? Could be. We can only assume it's the great local music, and that's what's doing the trick. Next, the People Brothers Band live at Ice Dance in Appleton next weekend. The Stepping Stone takes us to break right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm your stepping stone, raise you up, be what you wanna be.
I'm your stepping stone. Raise you up, see what you came to see. For the taste of your sweetness, always sweeter than nectarine. You take two steps back, three steps forward, and you know where it's at. And you know what to go for. You can keep those things. I don't need none. Your strings, I'll be your stepping stone. I'm your stepping stone. I'll raise you up, be what you wanna be. I'm your stepping stone. I'll raise you up, see what you came to see. Well, the taste of your sweetness, always sweeter than nectarine.
Brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Here at the Aaron Weber Group, we love to find hidden gems. Hidden gems that aren't known or haven't been on the market for decades, and there's excitement around it. This new year, make your resolution about finding that perfect gem of a home. The Aaron Weber Group can do it. After all, even the word resolution has solution in it, and we're driven to find the perfect solution for you. Don't assume others can do it, and I'm pretty sure you know how that word breaks down. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass, at movetomadison.com.
Oh my gosh, is that your new puppy?
Yes, she's so cute. But I have to work long hours now. We need to get her out for an afternoon walk.
We love Hotel K Pet Sitting for our dog walks. They're local, dependable, and totally spoil our dogs. And scheduling is so easy on their app. Plus, they send daily messages with pictures. It really gives us peace of mind while we're working all day.
For house sitting, cat sitting, and dog walks, it's Hotel K Pet Sitting. Reserve now at freebellyrubs.com. FreeBellyRubs.com.
The next time you want a pizza, try Doughboy's Pizza in Madison, a family pizza restaurant. You can taste the difference with recipes that are over 100 years old. Located in Northgate Mall in Madison for lunch and dinner takeout or delivery to Madison's north and east sides and downtown. Search Doughboy's Pizza online or call 608-467-3017. 467-3017. Treat your family to Doughboy's Pizza Madison today.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts, so we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and O'Dana Road. Plus, IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Thank you. carbon dioxide when I go outside. You mask your face but expose your pride. I look at the news, somebody else just died. You look at the numbers and wonder how many people lied. Look at the time, I can see that you just cried. It's too much for everybody to stay inside. Now you gotta go somewhere even after being denied. New rules that people never abide by. It's like I'm in a crazy movie, it's sci-fi. You gotta get tested before I give you the Wi-Fi. Your temperature peaking, I have to give you a side eye. Aside from people that favorably sanitize, giving me 6 feet and won't ever analyze. The world never ceases to scandalize. And maybe that's a part of how I become so surrounded.
Surrounded.
Grounded.
Grounded.
Founded.
Dumbfounded.
Astounded.
Astounded.
Discounted.
Discounted.
By the government.
By the government.
They try to propose a new covenant. I'm still a well-rounded individual, man. Thanks for the stimulus residual, man. Still essential without working for the man. All I need is a nap and a map and a plan. When everybody is shopping, it gets crowded when people are marching and shouting. Still got a lot to do, even when the world is stopping. Anyone could be sick and there's something I never doubt it. It's weird because everybody's here, but it's like nobody's there when everybody's aware of the tear. Stay 6 feet if you care for me, the sound fair.
Though I still feel so surrounded,
surrounded, surrounded,
surrounded,
surrounded.
COVID-19, I'm trying to avoid 2020. The whole year was destroyed, especially thinking of Kobe Bryant and George Floyd and so many more. Every day people die, you can say goodbye. It happens in the blink of an eye. Many could be prevented if you gave it a try. To care about others as you do for yourself to get by is
empty.
Like a bottle without the drink, no
entry.
Don't even try to think, it's
plenty.
No time to have a number two
risky.
Invite a family in time, I bet you
miss me.
I clear my mind, it was really
misty.
Trying to worry on if I make it to 50. Wash your body, some people look so
filthy.
That's why I don't stay surrounded, cause I need my space. So undeniable when I plead my case. Super transparent with the truth. Even if I got a mask on, you can still see my face. I won't be passive and intervene the scene without fear. I just hope enough time's passing when y'all get the green to reconvene this year. So we can't all be surrounded.
Back from break, and we did it with Tiny Riots, then The Herd of Bison, right here in the after hours of Max Inc. Radio. The Herd is still planning all of 2025, but like most bands, they're just waiting for that spring weather to break, and then the after hours will be full of local radio goodness. In this half hour, the dreams of warmth and summer Wisconsin music festivals are powered in this half hour by Herbal Aspect, now three locations in Madison, Winnebago Street, University, and Gammon Road, or online at herbalaspects.com. We don't have to wait until spring to celebrate the local stuff. Fat Function is live with Mark Croft on 2-8 at the High Noon Saloon. This is Knocking Them Down on Max Inc. Radio.
I've been sitting at this desk job waiting for 5 to come. Dealing with the phone. folks that don't know where I'm coming from. Now, when the clock strikes, better believe I'll be leaving. Yeah. I say, take it easy, greasy, 'cause it's Friday evening. Get dressed up, polish my shoes. Going out this evening, I'm gonna shake off these blues.
Party till the party's done. seal that's seen it all. The sun came up too soon. Drinks that he shook, the thoughts are chasing, my pulse was racing, the fox had written the book. Do you know what you came for? Do you know what you got? Certain things you can pay for, others leave it to die.
Found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Thank you.
This is Max Inc. Radio in the after hours. Next up, some tunes from Kelsey Miles. Hope you had a chance to catch Kelsey before she headed back south. And if you did not, you can always connect yourself with all of her new works at kelseymiles.com. New music and also a new podcast. She's up to 6 episodes in the podcast world. And her last one was on the real reason why you're avoiding opportunities. Not me. No. Just you. No, I'm just kidding. Also, her new album is out there too. I Am. And that will be coming your way this month here on Max Inc. Radio. But until then, let's play I Go Back. Love this tune. And you're hearing it in the after hours of Max Inc. Radio.
I remember it all too well. Like a picture burned in my eyes, and your memory drives me crazy, baby. But it never satisfies. Well, I'm damned if I do, and I'm damned if I don't. Lord, if I could just forget you. But I know that I won't. So I go back. I go back every time.
Every time.
I go back every time.
Every time.
You and I.
I
go
back.
It was only one moment. Time cannot seem to fade. Oh Lord, if I could just forget you, baby. But then I'd never be the same. Well, I'm damned if I do, and I'm damned if I don't. Lord, if I could just forget you, but I know that I won't. So I go back every time.
Every time.
I go back every time.
Every time.
You.
I
go back.
folks, this is Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. We have all stopped at a convenience store for a necessity or two. A bottle of water, a half a gallon of milk, or a bag of pickle-flavored potato chips. I mean, those are necessities in your house too, right? But there is a cost for that kind of convenience, as much as 54% more. Now, when I was in my early 20s, like some of you, I may have done most of my shopping at the 7-Eleven around the corner from my apartment. And boy, oh boy, I wish I had known that shopping regularly at convenience stores instead of supermarkets meant I was paying a lot more for my groceries. A National Institute of Health survey recently found that milk can cost 11 to 14% more at those stores. Apples and bananas, 10 to 53% more. And cereal can cost as much as 54% more. So, for your regular food shopping, keep more money in your wallet and head on over to the supermarket. For more tips on saving, text MONEY to 88285. This is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. President Trump says he wants Jordan and Egypt to accept more Palestinian refugees from the Gaza Strip and, quote, clean out the enclave.
It's literally a demolition site right now. Almost everything's demolished and people are dying there. So I'd rather get involved with some of the Arab nations and build housing at a different location where they can maybe live in peace for a change.
Trump said he talked about the plan with Jordan's king and will speak with Egypt's president today. Reaction from the BBC's Nick Beek in Jerusalem.
Hardliners here in Israel said that they're delighted by this sort of comment because this gives them, they believe, credibility and hope that one day they may be moving into Gaza themselves.